Tim Fleming wakes you up in the morning at 5, right here on AM 1300, KGLO, Mason City.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming. We've got Joel Everest in studio this morning. Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tim. We're excited. It's going to be the 30th annual summer musical, and we're back at Nyack Auditorium after 3 years away. We're so excited. So we can do so many fantastic things. You know, the sound equipment we've got and the light equipment we've got, and to be able to do a full staging. Because, I mean, it took us 3 weeks to build the set. But, you know, to be able to do it at that beautiful facility there, it's going to be an incredible show that the whole lot, everybody's going to love it.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I was talking about yesterday, Joel, and the neat part about this is, now this is the 38th annual, but how many summer musicals are being put on by high schools in the state of Iowa?
One. That's us.
Yeah. And that's the neat thing.
But yeah. But it's a cool experience. Plus, it gives us time for the students to, you know, we're talking about all the technical stuff. The students have to learn how to do the sound and the lights and build the sets and everything else. And so it's a great way for us to teach us so many different skills, not just show up and be on stage.
Yeah.
So
important stuff. Well, let's talk about the show. And it's got an interesting twist you were telling me. Something that's going to be on Broadway.
Into the Woods, you know, is a huge Broadway classic. It's Stephen Sondheim just passed away. He's a Broadway legend. And so we were excited to bring it back. But it's actually going to come back to Broadway for the third time, which is unprecedented for a show, next week on the 28th. So here we are on June 24th and 25th. And then 3 days later, the exact same show is going to open up on Broadway. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you guys, too.
Yeah, lucky for us, too, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to do that show. So we're like, yeah, the 28th sounds good for Broadway. Let's do it here the 24th and the 25th.
What can we expect with Into the Woods?
Well, it's, you know, we did it 10 years ago and people loved it and they asked for us to do it again. So we've been looking to bring it back. And it's Into the Woods is all the classic fairy tale characters if they met each other. It's got Little Red Riding Hood and Cinderella and Rapunzel and the Big Bad Wolf and all the princes and everything else. And if they were all met together and combined into one story. And everything all gets mixed up and complicated, and they face good times and face bad times, but they realize that, you know, with everybody working together, you can come out of the woods and things are better.
Can you tell us about some of the characters, the names of kids maybe that we would know some of them, those maybe have key parts and that kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, we've got McKenna Hansen and Janae Hansen, two sisters that are playing Cinderella and Little Red Riding Hood. Jack Siglin is going to be coming back as the baker. And we have Grant Bowles is going to be Jack and the Beanstalk. My son and my daughter are both in the show together, which is kind of cool because they haven't had a chance to be in a show like that together. So lots of cool stuff. And a really neat thing is we always say, oh, come to see our next big Broadway star, because, you know, we've had a lot of students, Allison Ewing and Tate Moline, and all those people have come out of our program that have been on Broadway, like Dennis Christians, for example, who have been in shows on Broadway or been in television shows or working. And Tana Frederick is a perfect example. She graduated in 95 and was the lead for us in Pippin and Guys and Dolls. And she's been in 16 Hollywood films, and she's been off Broadway as well. And she's coming back to play the witch. So it's really cool for the students to have an alumni come back to play a special part, and they can learn from her, you know, about different techniques. And it's cool for the community to see, you know, one of our former students has gone on to be incredibly successful in show business, come back and share their talents with the community again.
Yeah, it is neat that she's going to give back that way.
Yeah, it's really, it's exciting that, and the students have learned so much from her about not just in terms of skills, but, you know, what's it like to be successful in the business, you know, and she gives great advice like, well, the most important part is you got to show up on time, you got to be there, you got to be prepared, you know, things that won't just apply to working in show business, but, you know, any job that they choose to be in.
Yeah, every day you have to wake up and be ready.
That's right.
You have to be on every day, whether you feel like it or not.
That's right, yeah.
Wow, this is going to be a fun show. And just two shows.
Just two. Friday night, the 24th, and Saturday night, the 25th. If you get your tickets in advance, they're $2 less. It's only $8 for adults and $6 for kids and senior citizens. At the door, it's $10 and $8. So you can go to Hy-Vee East or Hy-Vee West customer service desk and pick them up in advance right now. 7:30, and again, Nyack Auditorium, air-conditioned Nyack Auditorium. And being back there, we're so excited because it's just going to be a big beautiful show. The costumes alone are incredible, you know. So people are just going to love it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful show.
And if people haven't been back into the Nyack Auditorium in a while, there's new seating.
Yeah.
There's new new aisles down in that front section.
Yep. All kinds of fantastic things with the renovation that they're able to do during during COVID. And, yeah, so if you haven't been there back, come on back and see. It's like being in a brand-new auditorium again. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it really, really is. Mason City High School's 38th Annual Summer Musical, Into the Woods. Yeah. Is there a favorite song that they sing?
There's a Into the Woods. There's a beautiful song called No One Is Alone, and It Takes Two, because all the songs are about, you know, if we're going to make it, we got to come together, that we're all in this together. And there's all those great songs like that, you know. And there's a wonderful song, too, called Children Will Listen. It says, careful the things you say, children will listen. Children may not obey, but children will learn from what they see and what you do. It's just, you know, so many great messages. And that's why it's great for, you know, all generations to come see this show.
I like it. I like that a lot. Cool stuff. Friday, June 24th, Saturday, June 25th, 7:30, Nyack Auditorium. Go to the show, people.
Something for everybody. You're going to love it.
Fantastic. Joel, good to see you, by the way.
Thanks so much, Tim.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for all of Mason City.